This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hey. Hey. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You did hear me correctly, right?
Yes, I just got your text.
Okay. Good. I was just calling to make sure you didn't reply back. I said, oh, man, let me make sure. At least you did get the text message.
No, yeah, I just got it. And I was going to give you a call. So then, wait, so his social is 243-750652, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then for your first name, I have Jeremy.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name, Woodard.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
Yes, my date of birth is February 3rd, 1993.
And what is your social?
My social, it is 243-750879.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. What is your email?
It's my last name, first name, the number 20, which is 20, gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And then what is your current home address?
I'm in the middle of getting a P.O. box because I had just moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the middle of getting a P.O. box right now. So I don't have a current address as of right now, but I can give you my old address that my mother stays there now. I wouldn't be able to physically get the mail, but if you send me something, I can get her to open it up and she will, you know, basically read it out to me and let me know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I can put down that address, and then whenever you get a chance to speak to the attorneys, if by then you have your new current home address or P.O. box, you can let them know and update them.
Okay.
All
right, that's fine.
Right. And what was her address?
Yes, it's 1625 King Circle. Rocky Mount, North Carolina. The zip code will be 27801.
All right. And do you have any official documents to show you are power of attorney? Do you have his birth certificate?
You said what now?
Do you have his birth certificate?
No, that's actually in North Carolina. No, I told you I just recently moved to Florida, so.
But you're able to get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I had to talk to my baby mother and get her to send it over, and then I can get it. But I sent it in to the other people, though, so. I don't know. I probably can go back to that email and get it back, get it out probably most likely. Then I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can send it over to you.
All right. And then what is his mother's full name?
Mother's full name? It's a long name, though.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's Shalaciel.
Can you
want to know how to spell it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's Sarraeshell. Sorry, and the only way I know how to spell it is because I got a name tatted on my arm.
Okay, that was Sarraeshell?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Her last name is Thomas.
What was it?
Last name, Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes, Thomas.
Thomas. And that's T-H-O-M-A-S?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And do you know if she had any of the following issues during pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency, anything like that?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't believe so. I was with her the whole pregnancy, so no. No.
Okay. And he was born premature, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And he was born in North Carolina. And was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Huh?
Was he diagnosed with
it? I think you already asked me this, right?
If he was diagnosed in the NICU?
In what?
The neonatal intensive care unit.
Oh, yes, in the hospital, yes.
Okay.
I'm sitting here like, I didn't understand the technical terms he was saying.
That's okay. And what was his discharge date?
I can hear you all the way. It's just like you're going in and out a little bit. If you can say that one more time, what was his what?
His discharge date from the hospital?
Dang. I can't put my finger on that. I know I wrote down his surgery date.
It's just whenever he left the NICU.
It was because I'm trying to think, because I know you said that, but I know he had to go back in for surgery too. So it's like, I'm not trying to, because, okay, he was hospitalized for like 29 to 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm trying to add up and make sure everything, because I don't want to get, you know, like wrong, like the wrong,
right.
I don't want to say the wrong, you know, the wrong timing. So I have to say, damn.
It could just be an estimate.
I'll say February the 10th.
February
10th? Yeah, February 10th, 2024. Well, no, February the 10th. Well, February the 14th. February the 14th, 2024.
Okay. And you said he was 4 pounds and 5 ounces?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you remember when he started drinking the formula? Was it right away?
Yeah, right away. Yeah, it was right away. And then I remember, like, it was like every 2 hours in a day when he had drank it.
And when did he stop drinking the formula?
Matter of fact, it's crazy. The same day he got diagnosed, so it was January the 14th.
Okay. And did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any low body temperature, green vomit, constipation, diarrhea?
He had like real bad stomach pains where he, you know, kept, and it's sad to say, but we couldn't really figure it out what it was until, you know, he got diagnosed with it. But he had real bad stomach pains. He kept crying, very agitated, you know, and he kept spitting up like, you know, throw up. And then with the stalls, like, you know, when he's taking a dookie and stuff, I feel like he was constipated. I'm pretty sure he was, like, constipated. Because of how the dookie was coming out, and I kept looking it up, like, why it looked like that and stuff. But, yeah. And slight breathing issues, just, like, where it just sounds a little bit more heavy, like heavier than usual. So, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay. And then you said you do have medical records for him,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Yes.
And are you able to provide those by mail or electronically or both?
I could do it by email, if that's cool.
Okay. And as far as his treatment, did he have any procedures done due to the diagnosis?
Yes, he did. I think I already was telling you about it, about the surgery that he had to go take.
Was it, do you know what it was called? Was it the laparotomy?
You said, say that again?
Do you know what the procedure was called? Was it the laparotomy?
Talking about the surgery?
Yes.
Say that one more time because it started with an L. It's because it remind me of like lab, like laptop, like lab,
mm-hmm.
like it started with LAP, but
laparotomy.
Laparotomy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, surgery. Yes, that's it. I'm sorry. It's just so many big words that are coming out, and I'm just like, you know how you hear it one time and you like you recognize it when somebody else say it, but you're like, not for sure, but. That's definitely got to be it, yeah.
Okay. And when was he last treated for any NEC-related issues?
On the 16th of January, that was his surgery day.
Okay. And then do you remember his doctor's name?
Actually, I do. I think it's Dr. I want to say Dr. Shannon. Hold on. 1 second.
Okay.
Let me see. because I know I was texting my baby mother, and around that time, going back in our text messages right now. I can't find it right now. Shannon Wilson.
Drowen.
I'm texting her right now, sorry. I'm asking her right now if she remembers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you know Shannon's the first name, though?
Does that
sound right?
Dr. Shannon, yes. I know that's the first name for sure.
Okay. I just sent you one that I see on that hospital's website.
Shannon Durham, MD. What do MD stand for? Medical?
Yeah, does her last name sound familiar?
Yes, it do. Durham. Yes, ma'am, that's it. Durham. That's it.
Okay. Right, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
You can call this number right here. This is about the best number you'll be able to reach me at.
Okay. So you don't want to add anyone else's number?
No, I don't have to.
Right.
If I don't have to, I don't see no point.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
She just texted me back, Dr. Shannon Johan. Yes, ma'am, that's correct. That's right. We got it right.
Okay, perfect. And I just sent over some documents to you. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay, I just got it. All right, going to it right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Message from Master. Do you agree to receive future text messages? E-sign, yes. Okay, decent. Okay. Okay, hold on. I'll wait for it to load up right now.
Okay.
61. Oh, right there. Oh. Just one part. Two parts. That's one part. Okay, these are all the parts right. Okay, I just got two of them. Okay, and then I just hit finish, correct?
Yes.
And what am I signing?
That is your retainer with the attorneys. So once you've signed that and sent it back, they should give you a call within the next few days to verify all that information and then tell you the next steps.
Okay. What's going to be the next step after this?
That is what they're going to discuss with you. I don't know anything further than that.
Okay. All right. You said I'm done, son.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then I'll also send you another text from my direct line with their information in case you missed their call or you had any questions at all. You can reach back out to me or give them a call.
Oh yeah. I was going to tell you, somebody called me, too, while we was on the phone. Matter of fact, from a 252 number, the 252-594-8938, it was an attorney asking me, do I have an attorney already? I told him I just got off the phone. I'm on the phone with one trying to sign right now. And they was just like, well, if you ain't got one, you know, we can represent you. I'm like, no, I'm going to wait.
Oh, well. Yeah, I just sent you from my direct line, I sent you the attorney's number, so if you get a call from that area code, that'll be the one who's helping you.
Okay, I haven't got the text message yet, but I'm waiting on it.
Oh, you didn't receive it yet?
No, ma'am. I don't know if you sent it to the right, to my number or not.
Okay. Yeah, I sent it to 252-218-5800.
Yeah, okay, I haven't received it yet. Just so I just have to wait on it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I didn't.
All right. Well, then thank you so much for your time. You do have my direct line. If you think of anything or have any questions, let me know.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Welcome.